or howdy, as they say in the trade. I'd like to introduce the members of my rocking teenage combo at this time. On trombone, Bruce Fowler. On saxophone, flute, and lead vocals, Napoleon Murphy Brock.
No more beef, Brian. I have no more juice, please.
On percussion, Ruth Underwood. Including bongos, timpani, large bass drum, large gong, and low budget gong. Chester Thompson on drums and cowbells. Ralph Humphrey on drums, cowbells, and gongs. Are you receiving those cowbells out there? You can hear them? Hey, how delightful. Try the gong. There's one gong. There's the other gong. Tom Fowler on bass. Jeff Simmons on guitar, harmonica, and vocals. Test. 1, 2, 3. Wasn't that good? Yeah. And now, George Duke on keyboards. Hey. This is a song about dental floss. The name of the song is Montana. After Montana, it goes into another song that you might have heard before, but maybe not. The name of the song is... Oh, yes. Dupree's Paradise, ladies and gentlemen. Dupree's Paradise.
Sweet stuff to somebody else. a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a never heavy duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was a mighty man, but by myself I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely little loss.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
For you now. The first one is called Pygmy Twilight. The second one is called The Idiot Bastard's Son. And the third one is called A Little More Cheapness, Please.
Get back.
One, two. Will you turn the pony off a little bit, Brian?
Thank you.
the big, big white eye.
Shine the lights on the side of my seat, my toilet room, with a big, big wig.
Yeah.
Thank you. First one is called, Is There Anything Good Inside of You? The second one is called, Florentine Pogan, followed by Kung Fu, followed by Penguin in Bondage, followed by Tamershi Dween, followed by the Dog Breath Variations, followed by Uncle Meat, followed by Redunzel, followed by Village of the Sun, followed by Excentrifugal Force. All right? And the hits keep coming at you. Take a deep breath for this one.
And I'm Put them all together and they spell.
articulated whom.
With a flat stone white,
she can ask about the room, the room. Oh, look, there it is again. The who?
Why must we have the who?
Oh,
she's dressed like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh,
you must be careful not to leave a scrap too loose.
Thank you.
after her, Brian Poole.
Thank you.
money, had the unmitigated audacity to carve some things in the top of the Andes Mountains that to this day tend to mystify archaeologists and readers of paperback booklets alike. The mysterious things to which I allude, ladies and gentlemen, are those carvings known as the Inca Roads, which some feel may have been used as landing strips for extraterrestrial vehicles. Direct from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, George Duke will now sing you a song about those very same curvings if we can drag the timber.